speaking to extraterrestrials. One of the most fascinating UFO stories has to do with a highly respected military pilot with hundreds of missions under his belt. He flew in Korea, Vietnam, Laos and took part in the Cuban Missile Crisis. He wasn't just a pilot, he also had a doctorate in astrophysics among others. He was a brilliant man. Let me skip to the meat of the story. He was a prominent debunker of UFO sightings. One day, at the request of the government, he was asked to go to Newfoundland where a UFO incident was taking place. When he went to the alleged spot where two UFOs were said to have entered the water, he saw a crowd looking into the water. It is said the water was extremely clear that day, and he took a look and to his shock he could see two saucers. The things got even weirder. He could see two beings near the UFOs in the water. The UFOs were not at the bottom of the water but floating below the surface, which made things even easier to see. One would have to wonder why they didn't go to the bottom and much further away from prying eyes. While he watched, one ship blasted out of the water and flew away. It came back a little while later. Could it have been getting parts for a repair? After a short time, the two ships took off together and left the area. He stated he tried to debunk the story but often has been quoted as saying he really saw the aliens and UFOs. One thing which has become very clear is the fact if we got a report for every UFO sighting which was made, it would be overwhelming. We are getting more than ever from commercial airline pilots, but it's still probably just a fraction of the number which are seen. Let's face it, most pilots of commercial airlines don't want trouble with their superiors. After all, they have their families to support. There have been cases in the past where some lost their jobs and others were sent to fly a desk for the rest of their careers. The reluctance to report UFO sightings still exists even with the military, but it has eased a little. If we got all the info on UFO sightings, we would realize there has to be thousands of extraterrestrials flying through our skies, and who knows how many might be living in hidden bases. On top of that, it seems some look like us or can make themselves look like us and are among us. This is why I have to laugh when I hear some scientists writing articles on why we haven't seen or made contact with extraterrestrials yet. For goodness sake, just look into the sky for a while. There are so many famous UFO cases it becomes hard to deny them all with the idea people were mistaken. What about the cases where people actually saw aliens that left their ship to convey a message, such as the one that took place in Africa at a school where many children who were outside on a break not only saw and described aliens and their spacecraft, but were given a message which was to take care of the Earth before it was too late. The children were individually interviewed and all drew similar drawings of the spacecraft and had the same story about the message. There are strange things going on indeed. As most of you know by now, I am not a great believer in giving credit to extraterrestrials for many of the inventions we have. An example are the people who say we got the transistor from aliens. The truth is, the transistor was worked on for over 100 years and then perfected based on all the work that came before. This is only one invention, but I think you get the idea. There could be inventions we made by back engineering UFOs and such. I am not saying they don't exist, but it makes no sense to say so many of our inventions are from alien devices. I would like to mention again something I find intriguing. This is the fact Einstein and Tesla both said some of their ideas came to them in the form of a picture in their brain. Yes, this was very strange. Could aliens be helping us to advance by sending plans or equations directly to the brains of some of our scientists? It certainly seems something must be going on. There are probably more personal experiences where aliens were seen and maybe conversed with than we realize. Way back in September of 1961, when Betty and Barney Hill said they were abducted, Betty said she actually spoke with the captain of the UFO, who was very friendly and showed her the map of where he came from. People who are abducted usually have a memory wipe, and sometimes something remains that haunts them and they go to a professional who then hypnotizes them and can get that block released. Which is what happened with the Hills. Let's not forget the case of the farmer who saw a UFO land in his field and saw three extraterrestrials head to his home. He said they knocked on his door and he had the courage to open it. They spoke English and asked if they could have some water to take with them, and he agreed. They then offered what looked like pancakes and he took a couple. They thanked him and left, and then took off. He kept the food as proof of their visit, after tasting one. By the way, he said it tasted like cardboard. One famous UFO author told me an incredible alien story. He said he wanted to meet with an extraterrestrial and decided to do a mind exercise. He sat in his hotel room and began to broadcast a message with his mind, stating he would be sitting in the lobby at a certain time and wanted to meet with an extraterrestrial. When the time came, he said he went to the lobby of the hotel and sat in a chair waiting. A man came in and sat next to him. The next thing he knew, he was receiving a message in his mind asking him what he wanted. He had a short, pleasant telepathic conversation with the man, who then left. The man had told him he was not from this planet and gave him a few facts before leaving. Is our planet being visited by extraterrestrials? It certainly seems so.